Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Personality Isn't Permanent by Benjamin Hardy, a groundbreaking book that shifts the paradigm on how we view our personalities. Released in 2020, Hardy challenges the deeply ingrained myth that our personalities are fixed traits set in stone early in life. Through the lens of organizational psychology, Hardy presents a compelling argument for the malleability of our personalities over time, backed by scientific evidence and real-life examples. Benjamin Hardy, an organizational psychologist, has already made waves with his best-selling book, Willpower Doesn't Work. Known for his practical, science-driven advice, Hardy's work has reached over 100 million readers through his blogging efforts and contributions to top-tier publications such as Forbes, Fortune, and Psychology Today. His expertise in personal and organizational psychology positions him as a credible authority on the subject of personal growth and development. Personality Isn't Permanent is not just a book. It's a transformative journey that dismisses the limitations imposed by outdated perceptions of personality. It is tailored for self-improvers seeking new avenues of personal evolution, rationalists demanding evidence-based advice, and anyone struggling to break free from detrimental habits. Hardy's book opens the door to personal reinvention, illustrating that with the right mindset and strategies, change is not only possible but inevitable. Join us as we explore the empowering message that lies at the heart of Personality Isn't Permanent. This episode is perfect for anyone on the path to understanding themselves better and those ready to take control of their future by shedding the misconceptions of a fixed personality. Personality Isn't Permanent. Break free from self-limiting beliefs and rewrite your story. Introduction: Unveiling the Power to Redesign Your Personality. Have you ever found yourself puzzled by the varying results of personality tests you've taken over time? Or perhaps even doubted the accuracy of such assessments? You're not alone. This curiosity and skepticism point towards a significant revelation about the nature of personality. It's not as fixed as we've been led to believe. The idea that personality is a static trait, immune to change, is a myth that's been dispelled by the latest findings in psychology. Instead, what emerges is a far more liberating truth. Our personalities are dynamic, constantly evolving in response to our experiences, choices, and aspirations. This insight isn't just academic. It carries profound implications for personal development. It means that the person you are today isn't the person you have to be tomorrow. In essence, your future self is a canvas awaiting your brush. In debunking the myth of the immutable personality, we encounter a compelling invitation to envision and work towards the person we aspire to become. This journey of transformation doesn't start with personality tests, which often offer as much personal insight as a daily horoscope. Instead, it begins with a deep dive into understanding the flexible nature of our personalities and leveraging this knowledge to shape our paths forward. As you embark on this exploration, you'll discover practical strategies that illuminate the path to personal growth. Among these is the powerful act of reinterpreting your past. This process involves reassessing past experiences not as fixed narratives that define us, but as chapters that we can understand differently, freeing us from limiting beliefs and opening avenues for new possibilities. Moreover, you'll learn how seemingly small habits, such as rising 1 hour earlier, can have a profound impact on your trajectory towards success. It's in these daily, intentional choices that the process of personality redevelopment truly unfolds. By embracing the flexibility of our personalities, we're not just altering traits or behaviors, we're consciously evolving into the versions of ourselves we choose to be. The knowledge that personality isn't permanent serves as both a liberating revelation and a call to action. It's an invitation to break free from the constraints of past definitions and embark on a deliberate journey of self-design. Whether it's reshaping how we see our past, or adjusting our daily rituals. The power to redefine our personality rests firmly in our hands. Part 1: Behind the Veil, the True Motives of Personality Tests. Imagine entering a vast, bustling marketplace where every stall claims to hold the secret to understanding your innermost self. Welcome to the world of personality testing, a realm where science often takes a backseat to profit. With a staggering array of personality tests claiming to categorize humanity into anywhere from 3 to 33 distinct types, one must wonder, what's driving this industry? The essence of this reveals a somewhat unsettling truth. The pursuit of understanding our personalities through tests is less an academic endeavor and more a lucrative business masked as science. Delving into this issue, Merv Emre's comprehensive examination, The Personality Brokers, sheds light on the financial dimensions that fuel the industry. With the personality testing market valued at an impressive $2 billion, it becomes clear that the proliferation of these tests isn't just about quenching our thirst for self-knowledge, they're about capitalizing on it. Tracing the origins of this phenomenon unveils a history tinged with pseudoscience. Taking the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator as a case in point, we find a test concocted not in the hallowed halls of scientific research, but from the personal musings of Catherine Briggs and her daughter, Isabel Myers, neither of whom had any formal scientific training. Their work, born out of casual observations of personality differences within their own family, quickly transcended its humble beginnings to become a cornerstone of personality testing. What's particularly striking about the foundation upon which Myers and Briggs built their test is the notion that our personalities are set in stone. Immutable traits we're born with, rather than qualities we can develop or change over time. This perspective not only pigeonholes individuals, but also discourages the notion of personal growth or change. However, once we peel back the layers of pseudoscience and recognize the commercial motivations behind many personality tests, a liberating realization emerges. The belief that our personalities are fixed, that we're inherently introverted, extroverted, patient, or impatient, is a narrative we've been sold rather than an empirical truth. This revelation invites us to reframe our understanding of personality, not as a static label assigned at birth, but as a dynamic, evolving aspect of our lives. It opens up the possibility that, rather than being confined by labels, we can actively choose who we want to be, embracing change and growth as integral parts of our personal journey. In essence, understanding the true nature of personality testing empowers us to take ownership of our personalities, transforming them in ways that reflect our aspirations and values. Part 2: Embracing the Fluid Nature of Personality. In a fascinating study crossing the span of 6 decades, the unforeseen nature of personality evolution came to light, challenging long-held beliefs. Originating in Scotland during the 1950s, a group of researchers enlisted teachers to assess the personalities of 1,208 14-year-olds, focusing on traits like self-confidence, creativity, and eagerness to learn. Fast forward 60 years, and a follow-up test with 674 of the initial participants unveiled a startling revelation. There was barely any similarity between their adolescent and older selves according to the ratings. This striking outcome contradicted the researchers' expectations of finding personality stability over time, instead suggesting that our understanding of personality as a constant feature was deeply flawed. The realization that personality evolves substantially over time pokes holes in the common misconception of an immutable self. Yet, despite this evidence, our collective intuition about future personality changes remains surprisingly myopic. One stumbling block in this journey of understanding is the sheer logistical and financial challenge of conducting long-term studies, which might explain why this myth of personality permanence has taken so long to debunk. Short-term studies, spanning only weeks or months, suggest correlations that falter when stretched over decades. Adding to this complexity psychologist Daniel Gilbert from Harvard University illuminates another quirk of human psychology: our struggle to envision our future evolution. When reflecting on the past decade, most people readily admit significant shifts in their interests, goals, and values. However, when asked to predict changes in the coming decade, the same individuals foresee minimal alteration. This phenomenon, known as the end of history illusion, underscores a curious oversight in our self-perception. We recognize our past development, but somehow view our current state as the culmination of our evolution, mistakenly concluding that the person we are now is the person we'll forever be. The end of history illusion reveals a compelling aspect of the human psyche. While acknowledging our historical malleability, we often fail to project this fluidity into our future plans and expectations. This rejection of our ongoing potential for transformation not only narrows our vision of the future, but also limits our ability to consciously shape the path of our personal growth. However, armed with the understanding that personalities are far from static, we are invited to a renewed perspective. Recognizing the inevitability and the potential for future personality changes empowers us to actively engage in molding our destinies, encouraging a more dynamic and intentional approach to personal development. This shift in mindset paves the way for us to see ourselves not as finished products, but as works in progress, continuously evolving in response to our experiences, choices, and aspirations. Part 3: The Pitfall of Chasing an Authentic Self. In an age where personal comfort and the quest for authenticity reign supreme, a troubling trend has emerged, particularly demonstrated in the reluctance of today's youth towards public speaking. Picture this: a tweet circulates, garnering over 130,000 shares, wherein a teenager appeals for exemption from classroom presentations due to anxiety. The narrative seems to champion student welfare, and yet it unwittingly endorses a constraint that may hinder personal growth more than it protects. This narrative is built upon a myth that too often goes unchallenged: the idea that we each have an authentic self, and that we flourish best when we cling to behaviors and paths that feel natural. According to this belief, if something feels uncomfortable or challenging, it probably isn't for us. But here's the twist: this well-meaning mantra that champions staying within one's comfort zone could be the very roadblock to unlocking our full potential. Consider the journey of Adam Grant. Before he became a renowned psychology professor at the Wharton School and a best-selling author, the mere thought of public speaking filled him with dread. Recalling one of his initial forays into public speaking in grad school, Grant describes an excruciating experience of trembling, stuttering, and sweating that almost palpably transmitted his discomfort to his audience. However, the pivotal moment came when Grant decided not to capitulate to his so-called authentic self, the version of him that squirmed at the thought of public speaking. Instead, he chose to challenge this self-imposed limitation. By deliberately seeking out opportunities to speak publicly and actively soliciting feedback, Grant began a transformative journey. Over time, he not only overcame his fear, but also emerged as a compelling and confident speaker. This narrative stands as a powerful counter-argument to the prevailing glorification of the authentic self. It suggests that personal growth often necessitates stepping outside of our comfort zones and embracing challenges that at first glance might seem inauthentic or contrary to our nature. The emphasis on protecting and adhering to an unchallenged version of our authentic selves, as witnessed in the recent educational trends that aim to shield students from discomfort, fails to recognize a crucial point. Growth is often found not in the absence of discomfort, but through its direct confrontation. In this light, the pursuit of an authentic self can unintentionally tether us to a state of static existence, depriving us of the rich opportunities for development that lie just beyond the borders of what currently feels comfortable or natural. It's in the crucible of challenge and discomfort that we often find the keys to unlocking our true capabilities and the broader horizons of who we can become. Part 4: The Blueprint for Changing Who You Are Starts with Why You Do Things. When we delve into the concept of personality, we often encounter a tangled web of myths, suggesting that our personalities are an innate, unalterable essence. Ironically, these myths do more harm than good, anchoring us firmly within our comfort zones and impeding self-improvement. Let's pivot our understanding and view personality not as a static characteristic, but as an active expression of our daily actions. Your personality unfolds through the activities you engage in and the choices you make day by day. This perspective introduces an empowering possibility. Change your actions, and you begin to reshape your identity. This journey begins with a fundamental realization. Our behaviors are propelled by our goals. Whether conscious or subconscious, every action, no matter how trivial it seems, steers us towards an objective. The pathway to transforming who you are, hence, starts with a deep understanding of the motivations behind your deeds. Considering the significant role goals play, it's enlightening to recognize that we don't require personality tests to dissect our identity. Instead, a simple, introspective exercise can offer profound insights into the essence of our personalities by unraveling the whys behind our daily routines. Here's how you can embark on this journey of self-discovery. Grab a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle to create two columns. On the left, jot down everything you did in the past 24 hours. Then, on the right, pair each action with its underlying motivation. This step invites critical reflection. It goes beyond superficial aims and probes deeper into the bedrock of our motivations. For instance, exercising might first appear to be just about staying healthy, but digging deeper could reveal a longing to witness life's key moments, such as seeing your children grow up. Unpacking the true motivations that fuel our actions is a transformative exercise. It sheds light on the goals that genuinely matter to us and those that might not align with the future selves we envision. Through such introspection, we can pinpoint objectives we'd been unconsciously pursuing, perhaps out of habit, expectation, or societal pressure, and assess whether they truly serve our deepest aspirations. By meticulously dissecting the reasons behind our actions, we empower ourselves to realign our behaviors with the goals that resonate with our desired identity. Thus, understanding the why beneath our daily routines is not just about self-knowledge, it's about consciously molding our personalities into the versions of ourselves we aspire to be. Through this process, we recognize that our personality is not a fixed star, but a constellation in motion, continuously reshaped by the choices we make and the goals we chase. Part 5. Leaning into a single focus powers success. Imagine a scenario where determination meets a laser-focused objective. This was the story of the British rowing team as they geared up for the 2000 Summer Olympics. Staring down a history of nearly a century without gold, they clung to a strategy that was as straightforward as it was transformative. Their commitment took shape in a guiding question: will it make the boat go faster? This inquiry became the beacon for all their decisions, from dietary choices to their bedtime routines. This singular focus not only steered every aspect of their preparation, but also ultimately propelled them to their first Olympic gold in 88 years. Their story is a testament to the power of concentrating effort on a unified goal. Embracing a single goal does more than just streamline decisions. It magnifies the possibility of success. Charles Duhigg, in his exploration of habits, introduced the concept of a keystone habit, a single routine that initiates a chain of positive behaviors. Similarly, one can set a keystone goal, an objective so potent that its pursuit catalyzes improvements across various aspects of life. Reflect, for instance, on the simple habit of maintaining a consistent bedtime. The ripple effects of this practice could range from heightened productivity to enriched personal relationships. This principle applies equally to goal setting. What is that one goal, the pursuit of which could elevate multiple dimensions of your life? Financial goals frequently emerge as keystone pursuits because of their extensive impact on life's quality and choices. Achieving an income milestone might mean the difference between constant financial stress and the liberty to make fulfilling life choices. However, narrowing your focus to a non-monetary objective can be equally transformative. Take a writer dedicated to a daily page count. This commitment could lead to more assignments, income, and a boost in self-esteem. Likewise, an athlete's pursuit of a marathon time goal could bring about broad-scale benefits, extending beyond the track. The essence lies in the singularity and clarity of the goal. A well-defined, focused objective becomes a lodestar, guiding actions and decisions towards success. By embodying this principle, we learn that oftentimes, the breadth of our accomplishments is not determined by the number of goals we set, but by how deeply we commit to achieving that one transformative objective. Part 6. Embrace the dawn for growth and learning. Embarking on a journey of personal transformation begins with setting a clear goal. But crafting visions and dreams is just one side of the coin. The other side revolves around taking actionable steps towards these aspirations. One remarkably potent yet simple action you can take: rise with the sun, or at least an hour earlier than you're accustomed to. Falling into a routine where the alarm buzzes only when it's absolutely necessary traps you in a cycle where your day gets consumed by tasks deemed urgent. This relentless pursuit of the immediate leaves little to no room for activities that foster growth or change, effectively shackling you to the status quo. However, dedicating even 1 hour each morning to your objectives can be a game changer. The essence of this transformation lies in seizing the opportunity to learn and adapt, facilitated by the quiet and distraction-free hours of the early morning. Let's delve deeper into the significance of learning in this process by exploring the workings of the human brain. Daphna Shohami, a renowned neuroscientist, enlightens us that our brains are geared towards predicting outcomes. This anticipatory function, fueled by our reservoir of memories, underpins our survival instincts. Yet, despite this sophisticated mechanism, the path to accurate predictions is often fraught with errors. It's through these mistakes, and our recognition of them, that we learn and evolve. The inclination of our brains to shy away from uncertainty can be attributed to a primal equation of the unknown with potential threats. When faced with uncertainty, our brains react by triggering anxiety and fear, urging us to retreat to the familiarity and safety of our comfort zones. While this response once served as a crucial survival tool, in the modern context, it can lead to stagnation. Thus, the reluctance to step out of our comfort zones, to embrace the discomfort of not knowing, emerges as a significant barrier to personal growth. The only escape from this comfortable prison is to actively seek out learning and new experiences, to willingly engage with the uncertainty that stimulates brain adaptation and growth. Rising an hour earlier each day bestows upon you a precious window of opportunity for just this kind of engagement. In the quiet of the morning, freed from the demands of the day, you can dedicate yourself to learning, exploring, and incrementally moving closer to your goal. This habit not only fosters new neural connections but also propels you along the path of continuous personal evolution, making those early morning hours a linchpin in your journey towards becoming the person you aspire to be. Part 7. Rewriting your life script can transform your future. Ken Arland's transformation from a daily smoker to someone who had categorically never touched a cigarette is a fascinating testament to the power of personal narrative. Back in high school during the 1970s, Ken found himself in the grip of nicotine addiction, initially adopting smoking as a cover for his marijuana use. Despite numerous attempts, quitting seemed out of reach, until a pivotal moment reshaped his future. Upon starting a new job at a hospital, Ken, almost instinctively, claimed a smoke-free identity when offered a cigarette, stating, "No thanks, don't smoke, never have, never will." Though not entirely truthful, this declaration marked the beginning of his life as a non-smoker. This shift was not just about resisting a habit, it was about redefining his identity. Central to Ken's story is what American psychologist Dan McAdams describes as narrative identity. This concept suggests that our identities are crafted from the stories we tell ourselves, intertwining our interpreted past, perceived present, and envisioned future into a cohesive narrative. While the facts of our past remain unchangeable, our interpretation of these facts, how we frame them, can evolve. This process of narrative reframing can radically alter the trajectory of our lives. Take, for instance, the author's personal reflection on the impact of his parents' divorce and his father's absence. Viewing these experiences through a lens of victimhood offered one perspective, however, reinterpreting them as factors that contributed to becoming a loving parent himself transformed their significance. How then can you engage in this process of narrative transformation? Begin by reflecting on your evolution over the past decade, focusing on how you've matured and the adversities you've overcome. Consider how these experiences have shaped your self-perception. Through this exercise, you will likely uncover a pattern of change and growth in your recent past, challenging the notion of a static personality. Instead, you'll discover that your personality is a dynamic entity, continuously molded by your experiences and the stories you construct around them. Ken Arlen's journey underscores a profound truth. By consciously reframing our life's narrative, we gain the power to steer our future in a direction aligning with our deepest aspirations and values. This realization imbues us with the agency to not just react to our past, but to actively author our destiny, harnessing personal change as a vehicle for achieving our dreams. Final summary. Navigating the world of personality assessments can often feel like a daunting task, with a myriad of tests, each claiming to reveal the true you. However, beneath the surface of these various personality typologies lies a critical truth. They might not hold more validity than your daily horoscope. The real kicker, though, is that the assumptions these tests reinforce can actually impede personal development. The heart of the matter is this: your personality is not a static trait sealed at birth. It's a dynamic tapestry, continuously woven from new experiences and insights. You have the power to shape its evolution actively. Embarking on this journey of personal transformation begins with pinpointing a goal that resonates deeply with you. This goal becomes the North Star guiding your daily actions and decisions. Prioritizing learning and adopting a reflective stance towards your past are pivotal steps in this process. By engaging in these practices, you open yourself up to a world of growth and development, moving ever closer to the person you aspire to be. The narrative of your life is yours to write and rewrite. Contrary to the dated belief that our personalities are immutable, embracing the reality of their ever-changing nature offers us a liberating opportunity, the chance to consciously craft our identity in alignment with our highest aspirations. Through setting clear goals, dedicating time to learning, and reframing our life stories, we unlock the potential to transcend our current selves and step into a future of our own making. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.